Good morning. Recently, I learned a new word when I was listening to a podcast. The word is orthopraxy, or maybe it's pronounced orthopraxy, I'm not sure. It's spelled with an A. The definition is correct conduct. This is from Wikipedia. Correct conduct, both ethical and liturgical, as opposed to faith or grace, etc. This contrasts with orthodoxy, which emphasizes correct belief and ritualism. Now, I've got a problem there with saying it's as opposed to faith or grace. But this is from Wikipedia, so I'm not going to get too picky about it. And that's, anyway, so last Sunday, our teacher said in class, right knowledge will result in right living. And I agree with that. But there's a problem that I've observed. And I want to be clear here. This is not a problem I see in our churches. But I think it's something we need to guard against. And that is people who would rather spend their energy pursuing knowledge than right living. People who'd rather read, discuss, and argue about minutiae than live out clear and simple biblical commands. I call this hobby theology. They want right knowledge without the inconvenience of right living. They want the orthodoxy without the orthopraxy. Knowledge is more fun, but obedience is hard work. And another thing I see is this weird tribalism where people identify themselves by the theologian that they follow, and they join, you know, these clubs, the Calvinists or Arminianism or whatever. And the Bible specifically warns us against this, against saying, I follow Paul or I follow Peter or whatever. And certainly, understand, I'm not disparaging study. That's very important. But if it doesn't change the way we live, then we're missing the point.
Amen.
If knowledge doesn't produce right living, it's incomplete knowledge. The Pharisees, for example, had a lot of knowledge, but it didn't produce righteousness in them because they refused to accept Jesus as the completion of the law that they were trying to follow. James 1:27 says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Now, some people might try to say that's works-based salvation. It's not, but you can make it that if you try. But that's not what it's about. It's about obedience. You know how it is when sometimes you're reading a familiar Bible story, one you've read over and over again, and something new jumps out at you and you think, why didn't I see that before? I had an experience like that recently with the story of Samson. We were studying Samson in prison fellowship. And I realized, in a new way, something I'd never quite seen before, how his hair, his long hair was a symbol of his obedience. You know, God said, this child shall be a Nazarite from the womb. and he shall never cut his hair. Now, there were many things that Samson got wrong. Here's another thing I noticed. He judged Israel 20 years. 20 years is a long time. That means that the few chapters we have recorded here is a pretty small slice of his life. I hope he got it right in other occasions. We don't know. We don't know what isn't recorded. So in spite of his mistakes, the one thing he got right was never cutting his hair. And until Delilah got a hold of him, and he made a big mistake in telling her his secret. Verse 19. I'll just read a few verses here. Judges 16:19. She made him sleep on her knees and called for a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his hair. Then she began to afflict him, and his strength left him. She said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." He awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Notice that. Not only did his strength leave him, it says the Lord departed from him. Even though it wasn't him that cut his hair, he didn't want his hair cut. When it was cut, the Lord departed from him. And I think that's a really good picture of the power of obedience. If we want the power of God, the presence of God in our lives, then we need to walk in obedience. It's that simple. So, I hope today that we will gain new knowledge through this service, through Sunday school and the message. I hope we will gain new knowledge. And as we learn, let's ask ourselves, how is this knowledge going to change the way we live? How will it affect our actions? Let's kneel for prayer. God, I thank you for the encouragements and the commandments in your word. God, I pray a blessing on today's service. I pray, God, that we could hear your voice, that we'd allow you to speak to us. And as we learn, God, I pray that your power would produce in us right living. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.